Today is August the 16th, 2017, and this is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. I am Karen, your host for the program, and this school year, we are reading the red letter words of Jesus, which we are affectionately calling Just Jesus. However, before we read his precious words, let us pray. An ABC prayer of adoration. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are the all in all, the belt of truth. You are our courage. You're the divine redeemer, and you are encouraging, Lord. You are faithful and true, and you're the giver. You're the hope for all mankind. You are indescribable. And your name is Jesus. You are the key to everything we need today in our schools. You are the light of the world and the maker of all things. You have new mercies each day. The one who sets us free. You are the God of providence. And you are quick to hear us, Lord. Thank you. Our Redeemer, our Shepherd, and our Teacher. The vine dresser and the wonderful counselor. Extraordinary in everything that you do. Your yoke is easy and your burden is light. And you are the God of Zion. O Holy God, we come before you to learn more about Jesus. We come before you to bow our foolishness at your feet and to be here to listen and to learn from you. Oh Lord, we want to love you with our whole hearts, our whole minds, and our whole souls, that we may touch this next generation for you in beautiful and mysterious ways that only you can do through us. Oh Lord, we love you, and we want to love all of those that come into our path today. Show us how. Through the gift of your Holy Spirit, we adore you, need you, and want you in our schools. And we thank you for all of this in the powerful name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. And we, again, are reading the red letter words of Jesus Christ. And today, we are going to be reading from Matthew 4, verses 7 and verse 10. What was Jesus doing when he spoke these words? Well, the devil was trying to tempt Jesus two more times. On the first attempt, he took him to the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down." And then he showed him all the kingdoms and he said, "I will give you these things if you fall down and worship me." The Word of God, Matthew 4, verse 7 and verse 10. Again, it is written, "You shall not put the Lord your God to the test. Be gone, Satan. For it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." The Word of God, Matthew 4, verses 7 to 10. Oh, I just love how he says, "Be gone, Satan." He who is in us is more powerful than all the world. Something new on Around the Word in 180 Days this year is songs about Jesus. I will play a small portion of the song for you, and then I will read the lyrics. Today I have chosen Wonderful, Merciful Savior. Wonderful, merciful Savior, precious Redeemer and Friend. Who would have thought that a lamb could rescue the souls of men? O you rescue the souls of men, counselor, comforter, keeper, spirit we long to embrace. You offer hope when our hearts have hopelessly lost the way. Oh, we hopelessly lost the way. You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace our hearts always hunger for. Oh, our hearts always hunger for. Almighty Infinite Father, faithfully loving your own, here in our weakness you find us, falling before your throne. Oh, we're falling before your throne. You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace our hearts always hunger for. Oh, our hearts always hunger for. Thank you, dear brothers and sisters, for spending time learning more about Jesus. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 days is to pray. And we pray at precisely 1:16 p.m. each and every school day. Have you set your alarm? Please consider doing that, for it is one of the coolest sounds you'll hear throughout the whole school day. That reminder that you are praying with your brothers and sisters across the time zones. Today, on August the 16th, we are praying for all administrators to lead with wisdom and compassion. Let us lift them up today, my friends, because they have a heavy burden also. And we pray for those administrators, particularly those who love Jesus and who are hot-hearted, to listen to what it is he is trying to tell them, for the sake of the children, of course. Now that crazy time of the day we have chosen because of Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Gentile. I look forward to praying with you today, my friends, at 1:16 p.m. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 days is to read Don Clark's daily devotionals from his series called Teacher, Take Courage. He entitled today's Courage for the Climb. The scripture comes from Joshua 1, verse 7. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or left, that you may be successful wherever you go. You stand before your classroom. You've spent time establishing boundaries and routines, getting your students ready for the long march through the high and long mountain range of academic objectives. You tell them, be strong and courageous when you face assignments you don't understand. Be careful to obey all instructions I have given you. Seek me and ask me for help when you need it, and you will be successful. You know it's true. If the students listen, stay in their seats, do their homework, stay awake and focus in class, ask for help when they need it, and take the time to receive the help, then they will have a successful year. Well, Tony was a student lost in a deep valley of depression. He was a 12-year-old sixth grader being raised by his grandmother while his mother served time in jail. Tony had never met his father. He did not even know his father's name. Tony couldn't climb the academic mountains or even the foothills his teachers were leading him into. He kept tripping over his broken heart. This young man was becoming rebellious and would randomly break out in tears several times a week. He began failing several classes. He was referred for special education services and qualified as emotionally disturbed. Samantha, Sam, Keene, a special needs instructor, started working with him several hours a day as his math and language arts instructor in a resource setting. Sam didn't have a master's or doctoral degree in psychology, but she was the master's, Jesus' teacher. Sam knew and believed that Jesus was a great physician. She went to him in prayer and asked, Lord, what's up with Tony? How can I help? As Sam prayed for Tony, the Lord gave her a vision of a very young child standing at the edge of a deep, dark pit. The child was leaning over the pit, looking down into it for someone or something. Tears were streaming down his face, and he was losing his balance. Soon after this vision, Sam spoke with Tony. She told him, "Tony, when I think of you, I see you standing looking into a dark hole, crying. Tony, your life is not in that hole. Your life is out here. You need to turn around and get on with your life. Turn around. You have a great hope and a future, but not at the edge of the hole. You must walk away from the hole." She spoke to him in love, firmly and empathetically. She made no references to God or to the words vision or prayer. She violated no separation of church and state issues. She simply spoke the truth in love to him as the Lord led her. Tony listened and was encouraged. He knew he was understood. He walked away from the pit and began to make good choices. At this time, an adult male mentor from the community took Tony under his wing as well. Tony soon stopped weeping and began making the honor roll. 6 years later, Tony led his high school basketball team to a state championship and was named MVP, got a full college scholarship. Tony needed people telling him to be strong and courageous at critical crossroads in his life. He needed teachers praying in their closets for him and agreeing in prayer for him, as they did at the school where Sam worked. The prayers of righteous people, educators, were powerful and effective. That's from James 5, verse 16. Sam didn't have to pray with Tony or lay hands on him or take him to church. Most of Jesus' healings and deliverances took place beyond the synagogue, the church. Jesus believed and knew what his Father in heaven could do and through him. Do you know what Jesus can do through you in your professional life if you give him a chance? Do you understand that no matter what student or how many students have been placed in your classroom or what administrative decisions are made or what any parents may say or do to you or their children, through Christ, you are more than a conqueror? Seek and ask him for help when needed. Do these things, and you will have the most successful school year of your career. The prayer. O Lord, help us to follow Jesus' directions where we work. Keep us on your narrow path. Keep us from straying to the right or the left. Thank you for the professional success we receive as a result of following you. And that was our daily devotional, written by Don Clark. And the final thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days, is to offer up a quote for the day. And today's quote has an anonymous author, and it simply says, "Throw kindness around like confetti." And so, my friends, as we close out our time today, let me remind you of the precious words of Jesus Christ from Matthew 4, verses 7 and 10. Again, it is written, "You shall not put the Lord your God to the test. Begone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." Almighty God, what a gift that you gave us Jesus. And thank you, Lord, that the words are preserved for us today. Help us to take courage in the words of Jesus and in Jesus alone. We thank you, Lord, for all of the children that you have given us. We thank you, Lord, for all of our colleagues. And we ask you to bless them today and that we may be a blessing to them. We ask you for all of this in the powerful, wonderful, merciful name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.